I'm Damien Horner.
And I'm the macro genius, Raoul Pal.
As you can, we're both the co-founders of Real Vision, as you know. And as you can tell, we're confused. I think one of the things that is a predominant theme that we get to hear all the time is that people don't really understand how to invest. So there's a lot of information on Real Vision, and it becomes a really confusing thing. And look, I've been in this business for 30 odd years, and I don't really know what I'm doing all the time. I make huge mistakes, and I'm always learning. And Damien is an idiot and doesn't know anything.
Exactly. I feel like if anyone knows Carl Pilkington and Ricky Gervais, I feel like I often have to assume the Carl Pilkington role. Basically, I'm here to make Raoul look good, look clever. I think it's true. One of the things that's interesting about learning is that as soon as you use the word learning, people think you're talking about beginners in the industry. You're talking about people who don't know anything and, oh, well, that's not for me, or that's for people who are just starting out investing. And I think what I find fascinating, you know, looking in and seeing both the speakers on Real Vision, but also the comments that we get and the feedback we get from members is there's always something that people don't understand. Even the most sophisticated investors can be very open with you and say, look, I just don't understand that trade. It looks good. I just don't get it. You must see that all the time, Raoul.
Yeah, and look, you've been a big driver of this move towards education. Because you've said, listen, you know, if I can't understand it and many people around us can't understand it, it's something we have to address, because we can't democratize financial intelligence if people can't use the tools to become better investors. Because in the end, all we're trying to do is help people with their money.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, my background is in psychology. And one of the things we do is we create these bubbles around us. And there is something that we get to know and we get good at it and we get confident at it. And that tends to be what we stick to. And particularly when you talk about investing, because you've got money on the line, you've got big investments on the line. There's a lot of emotional anxiety that goes with that. So people are wary of straying too far from what they know. But that means it's very hard to learn. And people go very narrow and relatively deep. But sometimes you need to look more broadly to become a better investor. And I think that's what we've always talked about, is how to stretch people's horizons and help them think a bit more broadly about whatever it is they like.
And also, you know, the truth is nobody wants to say, well, I don't really know how to do that. I mean, it doesn't feel good, no. Right? So everybody feels a bit insecure and thinks that everybody knows more than them. And I think one of the greatest moments of Real Vision, I think we're going to put it out over next weekend, back onto Real Vision so people have another look at it, is the Kyle Bass interview with John Burbank, right? Here's two famous, very successful hedge fund managers.
Yeah.
And there's Kyle. First question to John is, how do you size a trade?
What? I love it.
And the irony is,
you've got to be really good and really confident to be able to say, I don't understand. You know, that's the bizarre thing about human psychology and the way we all behave, is that it takes a lot of confidence to say you don't know something. And I think we all know that. And that's part of the reason for this event, is to try to help people, to try to answer those questions that we know people have, but they find hard to articulate, or are nervous that they're the only one in the room who doesn't understand it.
Yeah, because, I mean, even in the Real Vision Pro community, there's a lot of people who've come to me and said, listen, we love all the information, but we still don't know what it means to buy a call spread, or how to size these positions that you talk about, or how we think about time horizons differently. And I've thought, wow, things that I take for granted, but I don't know all the answers to, everybody struggles with.
And I'm talking of time horizons. I remember you when you were droning on, boring me about finance in some
really
bar,
would I do that?
Somewhere in the deep and dark past. I remember you talking about, I think it was John Paul Tudor Jones, talking about time horizons. And you said how he just said that is one of the most important things to understand, because that impacts everything.
Yeah. So what he said to me, he said, Raoul, look, the best traders in the world that he found, and he hired tons of traders, were the people whose idea horizon matched their trade horizon. So it's all well and good to have a macro view over 2 years, but if you're trading 2 week time horizons, you're not trading that view at all. You're trading what happens over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was a really interesting thing for me. And Even time horizons mean that you have to size your bets differently or run your portfolios differently. So it has a lot of knock-on effects.
And I think that's the point, isn't it? That some, you know, we learn two ways. We either learn by making mistakes, which we all do, or we just learn from other people. We learn from other people who've done it and know more than us and can share their experience. And of course, everyone can go out there and learn from their mistakes, and we all do. And that's one way of improving. But a much better way is just to learn from somebody who's done it and knows and can share. And you know, there are pivotal bits of advice that we all get through our careers from people who know what they're doing. And as you said with that one from Steve Jones about time horizons, you think, oh my God, I can now, that changes everything for me. And those pivot moments, I think that's what we're trying to create with this event, is a number of those nuggets of information that just allow somebody to shift in a different direction and think differently.
And everybody's different, right? So people have a different natural order. You know, some people love short-term trading, others long-term investing. Some like momentum, some like that. And that's all okay. There's room for everybody to make money and lose a bit of money as well. But what you need to do is, once you identify who you are, then to build the tool set around you to be more successful being you.
Yes. And you know, this is what you, as you know, one of the things I love about investing, and I used to think, you know, coming from the outside world, because I'm not, you know, it's not my background, I'm in marketing and design and branding. I used to think that finance was the most rational, objective business in the world, because it's all about numbers. And so clearly, it must be so precise and so definite and so clear. And then I get into it and I realize, I mean, my favorite example is, you know, Tesla. Half the world absolutely love it and think Elon Musk is the second coming of Christ. Half the world hate it and think the whole thing is a sham and is ready to fall apart at any moment. And the numbers are the same. The facts are the same. It's the layering on top of it that people put into it. And I think the psychology that goes into it and how people approach a problem, how they think about it, that's where we can really learn, because if we're not careful, we box ourselves in. And I think the great thing about this event is we're going to be stretching the way people think about stuff.
Yeah, and also what's interesting is there's a lot of financial training online, and a lot of it is done by charlatans who want to teach you to be rich immediately. That's not how it works.
Yes.
You don't get given free trades and you suddenly make money, or there's one secret formula. And once you know that, you're going to be George Soros. None of that is true.
No.
And so that's why I thought it was so important to put this together from applied learning, because that's what Real Vision does. So as opposed to just getting some random person who now claims to be a educator, instead, why not learn from the best? Learn from their mistakes and how they do things. So that's what's unique about this. It's, you know, this whole thing is to get to learn from the best people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it fascinating that people like Kyle Bass or Carson Block are going to sit there and say, this is how I do it. This is how I think about it. I mean, wow.
That is so valuable.
I was about to swear. Where the hell do you get that kind of access, that kind of information? I find it astonishing that all of us won't get something out of this. It's going to be mind blowing.
I mean, just, you know, so short selling in equities is not something I know a lot about. I'm a macro guy.
Yeah.
But to get a masterclass from Carson Block is like priceless.
Yeah.
You'd pay thousands for that opportunity.
Yeah.
And just to sit down, and we've got, I mean, name after name after name of people. There's a lot been announced, and there's a whole load we'll talk about a little bit later of other people. But not only is it these masterclasses and how I invest, but we've gone to dig down into all the bits of portfolio construction, trade sizing, you know, technical analysis, and all the things people need, all of the tools that they need to start kicking them off on that journey of education. That journey of education is something that Real Vision is going to be adding a lot more to over time as well. So this is just the start.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we're both, from, you know, when we started this whole venture way back, talking about it in Spain, one of the things we talked about, I remember in Rositas over those wines, was one of the things that was really important was that we help people learn and improve and get better at this. You know, it's not just feeding them trades. It's not any of that. It's about helping people become better investors. And this is about as rich and varied an event as I think anybody has ever created in terms of helping people learn.
I've never seen anything like it. And it's just a testament to the community that is Real Vision that even all of our guests just said, this is such a great idea. I'd love to help people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. And you know what? I know this isn't the right thing to say, but thank God for COVID, because without COVID, it's pushed us to think, okay, we want to do an event. Let's do it online. Let's forget about hiring some hotel with a golf course, which we'd never do anyway. But, that kind of traditional event, let's go online. Let's do it over 2 days. Let's make it available to everybody on the planet can tune in. I think there's something massively bonding about that. The experience is going to be really interesting, because we know on the crypto gathering, the chat rooms were just on fire with people talking and sharing ideas and responding. And that kind of social interaction is super hard to get, and to see it and be part of it, even online, was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, just a pre-announcement, people are going to hear a lot about this Real Vision community that we're building, and that launches very shortly. And as part of that, the ability for people, and it's already happening with Real Vision Pro, that have got a Slack community right now that should migrate across to the new community, is they're all helping each other with these kind of questions. And that is the point, is, again, there is no one answer.
No.
But there should be a freedom to discuss things you don't know and have the community help you. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. And, one of the things my personal hobby horse, which is the algorithm. And I think we're all in love with the algorithm at the moment, because we go on Google or on Netflix and we get feedback and searches that are built on our last search and the last thing we liked. And that's all very well and good. And at the moment, everyone thinks that's fantastic. But if you're an investor, it's the worst thing in the world, because it's closing down your horizons. It's closing down the kind of people you hear from, that you talk to, that inspire you to think in different directions. And what is great about something like this is, even though you might think, I'm not that interested in technical analysis or whatever it might be, it's there. You can dip in, you can see, and you will get something out of it. It will stretch you.
And it's also on demand, so anybody can watch it afterwards. It's going to become part of the plus tier. So we're going to build this whole library of education content. So when you upgrade to plus, the value add of not having just the live access to these incredible interviews that go on in plus research and other stuff that goes in the plus tier, you get this whole embedded library of learning that you can refer to at any time. So the value in this is huge.
I agree. I think it's part of the journey we've always talked about, this journey towards democratizing financial information, but also democratizing knowledge and helping people evolve and go on their own financial journeys, not through their lifetime necessarily, which is obviously part of it, but also their journey of learning and understanding, becoming more sophisticated. And particularly, I know the markets are all over the frigging place at the moment. This is a time more than ever when you need to kind of understand some of the fundamentals and some of the winds that are buffeting the financial industry right now.
And also, something dear to your heart is the psychology of investing, the mental game of trading, as we call it.
Yeah.
We've got a load of content about that, because trading is hard on the psychology, because it's all about your insecurities and your hubris and your biases. And you've been instrumental in driving that kind of information as well.
Absolutely. And do you know, investing is a lonely business. It's at the end of the day, yes, you might be part of a team, but at the end of the day, you are the person who is sat there at your screen, looking at the data, interpreting it with your own prism and your own thesis that you've built up over whatever time frame. But you ultimately have to press that button and make those decisions and make those calls. And those decisions have massive financial implications, up or down, as we know, but also psychologically. And that's something that's very hard to help people with. Unless you can show them other people who are doing the same things, and they can share those discussions and share the learning and share the insights.
I mean, we've even got, and just nobody's aware of this yet, but a new announcement is Tiger Woods' swing coach, Chris Como, is joining us to talk about the psychology of sports and performance, because they're very related. So a lot of the key finance guys who deal with the psychology of investing actually deal with athletes as well, because it's very similar.
Very, very similar. Yeah. It's all about obviously you're performing at the highest level, but the small things that can help you make that little difference, the edge that you can get. And everybody, let's face it, is looking for an edge. And out of this, I think what we're trying to give people is lots of different ways of finding their edge, whatever edge they are looking for. I mean, there's a whole ton of new people coming in, aren't there, that we haven't announced yet?
Yeah, let me have a look on the list here. So we've got new people coming up. Peter Brandt, one of the world's most famous technical analysts.
Love Peter, yeah.
Jeff Sherman, who works with Jeff Gundlach at Double Line.
Yes.
Steve Diggle, who's been on Real Vision in the past, is a really, really interesting person.
Yes.
An old friend of mine, Ed Mizrahi, from Goldman, who runs an emerging market hedge fund. Ed is going to teach us about investing in emerging markets, which is a very different game. Old favourites like Dan Sapiera is back, Tommy Great. Thornton, Jason Buck, Tony Greer, Mark Ritchie II, and even your brother-in-law, Tony Crabb. Do you want to talk about Tony a little bit?
It's kind of frustrating that he's my brother-in-law because he's good-looking and tall and smart and very successful.
He's not as good-looking as you, let's face it.
Let's face it. No, thank you. I'll pay for that later. But you're right. No, the thing about Tony is he's a business psychologist. He works with Disney, with Microsoft, with News International. He works with all the big brands around the world. And what he's going to talk about is how to make our time at work more effective.
Worked with Tudor as well.
Yes, he's worked with Tudor, exactly. And he's going to talk about how we can manage our own psychology and our time to perform better. And honestly, what he talks about, you think, that sounds so simple, and yet its impact is so massive that it's kind of hard to get your head around how basic we are as human beings and what little things we can do, what levers we can pull to make a difference to our performance. So I think that's going to be a really interesting session.
Yeah, there's so many I want to look forward to watching. I think, you know, I'll watch a bunch live. I'm involved in a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Just asking questions of people is going to be interesting because just to hear people's different perspectives, but also just digging back afterwards and watching the videos after the event and thinking, okay, I want to start layering on some emerging market bets. I'm going to go back to that Ed Mizrahi video and figure out, okay, how does he think about managing an emerging market portfolio? That's priceless.
What I love is you've got the live bit, which is it is what it is, and that's going to be dramatic and exciting and fascinating. Then you've got the chat rooms where you can see how other people are thinking about it, interpreting it, and what they're saying, and you can feed off each other and talk to each other. And then you've got the follow-up where you can watch the videos that you missed or re-watch some of the talks that you saw. So it's kind of three layers of engagement. And as you say, it's when you start knitting them together. And they're there. They're evergreen. They're there for the Plus members forever. So it's something that I'm really excited about this because I think it's one of our first big steps into learning. You know, you could argue that all of Real Vision is learning, but this is a very big and focused effort that we're making to help our members. It's something that we've been asked for repeatedly. I mean, let's face it, the emails we get from people saying, we need to learn more. I need help on this. I need to be taught on that. So that's, I think it's giving back what people have asked for. And that's, it's going to be great to see how it goes.
Yeah, we also tested it out in Real Vision Pro because we had a lot of questions, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
So I did a whole piece for about an hour of how I develop an investment framework and how to run a portfolio and how you run the risks. And people loved it. It was really, really powerful piece.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking, we've been talking at Real Vision about how much more we want to layer into the pro tier, where that's going to be all about really, really deep learning to understand how to really manage risks and portfolios better. And then the plus tier to bring in the more basics of the education to give people the tools to start their journey or just improve.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be great. We should layer some into the essential tier as well, I guess, over time.
Yeah.
But the idea is to take people not only on a depth of access to our guests, a depth of knowledge as they go up the membership tiers, but also a depth of learning as they go.
Well, do you remember that survey we did? I think it was about a year ago, maybe 8 months ago. And we were asking people about the content. And a large number of people said, look, I actually don't understand a lot of the content. And I have to watch it maybe twice, maybe three times. I have to go over it. I have to think about it. And we said to them, would you like it to be dumbed down? Do you want it? And they said, no. I love the fact that I don't understand it. I want to be pushed. I want to struggle with it because I know I will get better because of it. And I love that about our members. I love the fact that they want to be pushed. They don't want to be spoon-fed. And this is going to help them open all sorts of doors and all sorts of new opportunities that, didn't exist to them before.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go through the pricing and a couple of other things. So Plus members, Pro Blacklist, it all comes for free, which is an incredible value add. So there is a good deal to upgrade to Plus. So if you're an essential member, this is really the time to do it, because Plus is going to go to a different level as we start layering education as well. It's already incredible because the access you get, the live Ask Me Anythings, the written research, and a bunch of other benefits. So it's a good time for that. You can buy tickets outright. So you get a standalone ticket right now for $399, but that's going
to
go.
If you're an essential member, it's just easier to go to Plus.
Yes, I think it is. It's basically an easy upgrade. There is a deal for essential members who don't want to upgrade to Plus because they don't need the extra features. So there is a special deal for that that everyone will get on their emails.
Yeah.
But if you're not a member, it's $399. It goes up to $599 on the day. So register early because it makes financial sense to do. And we're trying to make financial sense here. So you know, that's the deal. The other thing is Pro and Blacklist members get something really special, is they get access to the after party on September the 4th. So the event is on the 2nd and 3rd, next Wednesday and Thursday. And on the 4th, there's a lot of our guests are going to appear at a party as well. And you'll get to interact with these people. That's the kind of thing that Pro does and the Blacklist does. It gives you this intimate access where you can hang out and have a glass of wine with these people and say, hey, listen, when you were talking about that, what did you mean? And so there's a special deal on Pro upgrades as well, which is you can upgrade for 3 months and try it out. Most people who take the 3 month deal stay because it's a really extraordinary service. But, you know, check that out because then you can join that after party as well. And I think you'll find that super useful.
And we've also dragged Grant Williams back to do the interview with Michael Lewis, which I have to say, you know, Big Short amazing, Moneyball amazing. I think that's going to be a really, because we know what Grant's like, obviously. We think we know what Michael Lewis is like. I think that's just going to be fascinating. Two great minds that are going to blow your mind, you know. It's one of those.
Yeah, I can't wait. I watched Moneyball. I've never read Moneyball because I'm not really big into sports. Yeah. I watched the film last week knowing that Michael Lewis was coming.
Yeah.
Bloody interesting, because it's basically the same story as Financial Markets. How people took numbers, developed algorithms, and got smarter.
Yeah.
Really clever. And I love Michael Lewis's book. Liar's Poker, for me, was one of the reasons I got into the industry.
Well, that was one of your pivotal moments, wasn't it? That was one of the things that kind of changed the course of your life, you know?
That's right. Yeah. So it's going to be super interesting.
Yeah.
And also the fact that myself, Larry McDonald, and Michael Lewis all dated the same girl.
No! I didn't know! Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. Maybe. I don't think so.
Oh my God, I love that. Shit. Okay. That's another conversation, maybe for the after party.
It is, because that person went on to write a very famous book as well. So
I love that.
But I'm not going to say this publicly, but there we go.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do now? So we've got it coming up. The dates are the 2nd and 3rd. We've talked about pricing. We've got a whole bunch of additional speakers who are coming in who you've gone through.
Anybody watching this, doesn't know any details, go to realvision.com/festival. All the details are there. Your emails, check your junk, because you will have had emails about it.
Yeah.
But look, I honestly think this is one of the greatest things we've ever done.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be so valuable for everybody to get involved in this and learn more. I know it seems like a lot of time, but it's not a live event, and it is a live event. You can watch it live and enjoy that, but it's an archive of information that you will dig into forever. And the value proposition is ludicrous. What you get for virtually nothing, and basically it's free with a Plus membership, is crazy. What, Carl Bass telling you how he does trades, Hugh Hendry, all of these people. I mean, the list is, I mean, I've got the list in front of me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think this is the beginning of a whole new phase of Real Vision. We're kind of busting down the door on a whole new tranche of how to learn, how to get better, as usual with some of the biggest names in the business. But everyone's going to be able to pick their own way through this event and find the content, find the people that they want to listen to and the subjects that they want to learn about. And I mean, that's what's great, is it's almost like a like a buffet of learning, and you choose what you want and when you're ready for it. And if you're a plus member, for example, you can go back to it when you're ready for that next stage, and it just keeps the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, and obviously pro members and Blacklist get it as well. So Everybody will use this as a treasure trove of info. So look, I hope everybody joins us. I'm really proud of what we're doing here. I think it makes me proud, but I think it's important. And that's really at core why Damien and I really wanted to set up Real Vision, was to try and change people's lives. And if we can do that in any way with this, we're on the right path.
We'll hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Open your mind. Leave your body.